This is Fresh Air. The latest novelist to explore a dystopian future in her fiction is Gish Jen, whose other novels include Typical American and The Love Wife. Jen's new novel is called The Resistors, and our book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's the only dystopian novel she's ever read where images of doom and baseball diamonds coexist. Here is her review.
Gish Jen has always had something of a Frank Capra-esque view of America. Like Capra, who directed immortal Hollywood films like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and It's a Wonderful Life, Jen's big theme in her work is the promise of America, imperfect, erratic, but still worth cherishing. Her characters, most of them immigrants or first-generation Americans, are a variant of the little guys Capra also loved. They always find themselves up against a rigged system, favoring the rich, powerful, and white, so-called typical Americans of her first novel's title. Jen's new novel, The Resistors, at first seems like a departure. It's dystopian fiction about an America of the near future, filled with eavesdropping houses, surveillance drones, and an all-powerful internet entity called Aunt Nettie, a sly mashup of 1984's Big Brother and those sinister ants who enforced order in The Handmaid's Tale. But Jen has too much humor and heart as a writer to do a full-out futuristic nightmare. Instead, the feel of The Resistors is more like that noir sequence embedded within It's a Wonderful Life. You know, where Clarence the Angel shows George Bailey what a honky-tonk town Bedford Falls would have become had he never been born. Life in the America of the Resistors is tense, but the wry tone of Jen's characters assures readers that this state of affairs won't be permanent. And how's this for a clever Capra-esque touch? In Jen's dystopian regime of the future, the event that sets a full-blown resistance movement in motion is the all-American pastime, a baseball game. The Resistors, like a lot of dystopian fiction, is primarily plot-driven, and its appeal rests on its ingenuity, which is unflagging. In brief, Jen's story focuses on a family of three. The dad, named Grant, narrates most of the novel. He's of Afro-Caribbean descent and was once a teacher, but in what's now called Auto-America, because everything is automated, most jobs have been wiped out. The involuntarily unemployed, or surplus as they're called, subsist on a guaranteed minimum income. Strangely, this population includes everyone who's, for instance, categorized as copper-toned, as Grant is, or odd-bodied, or odd-godded, in other words, not Christian. The so-called netted elite, all of whom are angel fair, can work and get college degrees. Grant's fierce wife, Eleanor, who's part Asian and part white, is leading a legal fight to sue Aunt Nettie for toxic chemicals that have been discovered in the food and land allotted to the surplus. The couple's mixed-race teenage daughter, Gwen, possesses a natural-born talent as a pitcher, honed while playing on an underground surplus baseball league. But no field of dreams can stay hidden from the eyes of Aunt Nettie. Gwen is recruited to play ball at Net University, and then to play on the Olympic baseball team for Auto America. Given that Aunt Nettie is holding her troublemaking mother hostage, it's an offer Gwen can't refuse. The power of the Resistors derives from Jen's inventive elaboration on how the change happened, how Americans gratefully handed over their autonomy to a big combo of machines, AI, and the omnipotent internet. As Grant explains, "It started small, with Aunt Nettie keeping my calendar, then allowing Aunt Nettie to email people on my behalf, checking the Mimic Your Voice option. I had taken advantage of the easy tools offered to me and trained Aunt Nettie to write my lessons and my syllabi. As for why I did these things, Grant tells us, I generally did them, I see now, because I appreciated some associated convenience, which was because I could be, as my mother liked to say, lazy as a rock at the bottom of a hill. As speculative fiction goes, this inspired vision of how Americans bought into the sedating fantasy of less stress, less thinking, and boundless leisure time hits close to the bone. But with her characteristic generosity and restrained optimism, Gish Jen doesn't scold or despair. In The Resistors, Jen offers hope that after a long, misbegotten seventh-inning stretch, Americans of the near future will be eager to once again play ball and take up the hard work of participatory democracy.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Resistors by Gish Jen. On Monday's show, Jason Hardy talks about his 4 years as a parole officer in New Orleans, where he struggled to help the 200 people in his caseload survive and rebuild their lives. Sometimes, he found, a trip back to jail was the compassionate choice. His book is The Second Chance Club. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzville. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.